This is the Inland Journal from Spokane Public Radio. I'm Doug Nadvornik. It's election season, and over our next few programs, we'll feature candidates and measures that are appearing on Washington's November 7th general election ballot. Those ballots should be in the mail this week. This hour, we'll preview the Spokane City Council race in the Northwest District. The candidates are Candace Mumm, the incumbent, and Matthew Howes, the challenger. And later, we'll look at three state measures that may puzzle you. They're listed as advisory votes 16, 17, and 18 on the ballot. They ask whether taxes enacted or expanded by the legislature this year should be repealed or maintained. But first, the prospect of a catastrophic accident is driving the sponsors of Proposition 2. That's the ballot measure that would fine the owners of railroad cars who ship uncovered loads of coal or certain types of petroleum on rail lines within the city of Spokane. Supporters and opponents generally agree about the need to protect the region from the effects of a destructive rail-related incident, but they disagree about whether this ballot measure is the right way to do it. One note, Burlington Northern, BNSF, is an underwriter of Spokane Public Radio programming. Spokane Public Radio's Steve Jackson reports.
Proposition 2 seeks to require oil companies to reduce the volatility of oil that's shipped by rail that would pass through Spokane. The concern centers on what is known as Bakken crude, which comes from the Bakken oil fields of Wyoming and the Dakotas. It also requires that coal-laden rail cars be fully covered to prevent coal dust from blowing off. Prop 2 proponent Jim Lee says the Bakken oil, which is responsible for a deadly accident in Quebec that killed 42 people and destroyed 30 buildings, is extremely volatile because it carries a high percentage of the gases butane and methane.
There's a standard measurement of volatility for petroleum products. It's called the Reed Vapor Pressure Index, and gasoline is sort of a benchmark, is a 9. West Texas sweet crude is like a 3, but Bakken crude oil ranges from 8 to 16.
The measure calls for oil companies to take steps to remove the amount of volatile gases in the oil until it's an 8 on the Reed Pressure Index before it can be shipped through Spokane, or the city will be able to impose a surcharge on every tank car that comes through town. But opponent to Prop 2, Michael Cathcart, with the group Committee to Protect Spokane's Economy, says it's debatable whether Bakken crude is actually any more dangerous than other types of oil.
The argument that it needs to be reduced to 8 PSI doesn't make a lot of sense. The federal administration under Obama and under previous administrations have all agreed that PSI is not the best way to measure volatility. And in fact, there is no single way to measure volatility.
Spokane Fire Chief Brian Schaefer agrees there is some debate on the use of the Reed Vapor Pressure Index, but says the scale is a measurement his department feels is generally accurate.
We feel pretty confident that the science behind RVP is accepted. Volatility of Bakken crude is dependent on several factors, and some of the things that we look at is the amount of propane or butane that's added to the crude oil. It makes it more volatile.
There's a question of whether a move to regulate oil transported by rail is even legal for a city like Spokane to do. Michael Cathcart says there are several legal experts who feel it would be on very shaky legal ground.
You've got the hearing examiner for the city of Spokane, who by council ordinance a couple of years ago was mandated to look at these sorts of initiatives and rule on their legality and constitutionality. And he came back and said this is not legal. It does not meet the standards for a local ballot measure.
Spokane City Councilman and attorney Brian Beggs, who acted as a consultant for those who wrote the measure, disagrees.
Congress passed a law that said local jurisdictions can pass safety laws on trains if it's a unique danger and it's not too burdensome. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that law. So the thing that's in front of the voters is simply what Congress wanted to happen, and the voters get to decide.
But some feared just the cost of a court battle is enough of a reason not to support the measure. Andy Dunow is Begg's challenger for his city council seat.
If the initiative passes by the voters, it will put the city in a serious litigious, expensive, very expensive, hundreds of thousands of dollars situation, and we're likely to lose.
But proponent Jim Lee says some legal experts have stepped forward to help with any potential litigation.
There's going to be considerable pro bono, free legal and technical advice available. We have people who are willing to provide support to the city attorney's office.
Some question what the ordinance is actually trying to do, like Spokane County Sheriff Ozzy Knezovich, who says he gets the impression the proposition is more about concerns with global warming issues than it is about safety.
Well, I can tell you there's also some much more hazardous materials that come across that rail. If this was really about safety, it'd be about everything. At least we can control the big fire. Chlorine, you can't control where that's going.
Proponent Jim Lee says the ordinance did not mention chlorine because the actual number of oil cars dwarfs the small number of chlorine cars that pass through Spokane, and there's no way to reduce the threat of the chlorine contents like there is in reducing the volatility of the Bakken crude. The proposition also requires shippers to make sure coal cars are covered to prevent coal dust from getting onto the tracks. BNSF has discovered that the dust, when mixed with water from rain, can cause problems with the tracks and could cause derailments. The company is now requiring the coal shippers to use a surfactant to cover the load, but Prop 2 supporters say it's not completely effective and they want to require full coverage. Prop 2 opponents say they fear the ordinance would have a direct impact on the 500 BNSF employees in Spokane County, as well as businesses that rely on shipping by rail, like local farmers and manufacturers. Their proponents argue that the measure targets the oil and coal companies, neither of which has any workers in Spokane. Jim Lee said one railroad official told him they might have to lay off two or three track inspectors if they stopped shipping oil or coal altogether. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.